Photometric variability in star-forming galaxies is evidence for low-mass AGN and a precursor to quenching by Cressida Cleland et al. We measure the optical variability in approximately 16,500 low redshift, Z approximately 0.1, galaxies to map the relations between AGN activity and galaxy stellar mass, specific star formation rate, half-light radius and bulge-to-total ratio. To do this, we use a reduced chi-2 variability measure on greater than 10 epic light curves from the Zwicky Transient Facility and combine with spectroscopic data and derived galaxy parameters from the Sloan Digital Sky Survey. We find that below stellar mass of 10 to the power of 11 emson, galaxies classed as star-forming via the BPT diagram have higher mean variabilities than AGN or composite galaxies. Revealingly, the highest mean variabilities occur in star-forming galaxies in a narrow range of specific star formation, 11 to 10. The reduced variability implies a lack of instantaneous correlation with star formation rate. Our results may indicate that a high level of variability, and thus black hole growth, acts as a precursor for reduced star formation, bulge growth, and revealed AGN-like emission lines. These results add to the mounting evidence that optical variability can act as a viable tracer for low-mass AGNs and that such AGNs can strongly affect their host galaxy. This was Photometric Variability in Star-Forming Galaxies as Evidence for Low-Mass AGN and a Precursor to Quenching by Cressida Cleland et al.